Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. And now on with the memes. Number one, she's 38 years old and living alone, asking where her true love is and wanting someone to give her a chance. Sorry, lady, but you're well past the point where chads will give you that chance. You dumped the good man back years ago to go find yourself. Even a blind man could see all the baggage that this woman is carrying. All I can hear in the background is meow 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 meow. Up next, the management at a Walmart store asks employees to refrain from saying okay boomer to older customers. It's the equivalent of calling someone old man or geezer back in the day. I think that whenever an older person 60 and above strikes up a conversation with me, I'll say okay boomer, it's been fun. But would you look at the time? I gotta get back on the road. In this Walmart case, people were being asked to use self-checkouts. Saying okay boomer means you don't know how to use technology, which is common in boomers. Number three, is it true that men are a wreck without women, and that women are happy without men? This has to be gaslighting because I find it's the opposite with time. Men are more lonely and cooch-thirsty while younger, but when we get older, we want to be left alone. Women are terrified of ending up alone with zero attention in their old age, so they'll pretty much cling to men with time. Also, if men without women are so bad, then why are single men shamed to get married? Shouldn't it be the opposite? If all the men in the world died, most women would only last a few weeks or months before dying themselves. Moving on, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see this? I'm afraid that my answer would violate the terms of service. But I must say it takes balls to do this. The mothers appear to be enjoying it in a very creepy way, with those great big smiles all over their faces. But I think that good old Clint Eastwood sums it up best when he says that a good kicking in the balls will solve your gender confusion. Someone needs to start selling these t-shirts. Number 5, Kendall Swanson, the pilot that crashed the plane upside down in Toronto, was also the winner of a beauty pageant in Minnesota. Of course, Captain James, a man, will ultimately be held accountable, even though he gave Kendall the controls of the aircraft for landing, and she didn't flare, and instead slammed into the ground way too hard. They always find a way to escape accountability. Endeavor Air is also hiring, and no experience is necessary. They'll turn your world upside down. Up next, X-Men Part 3, The Last Stand sucks. But the best thing about it that came from there was the meme of Kitty having her transgender powers taken away. In the film, she can walk through solid objects like walls. What they never explain is why she doesn't fall through the floor if her body passes through matter. Maybe she can turn it on and off. Guys never forget what she took from herself. She basically aborted herself. Number 7, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see this? For me, it's they better learn how to fly. Or they look like my local school teachers union trying out for a Teletubby jihad. But to look on the bright side, wearing these things, especially the ones in the sunglasses, they won't see the stones a-comin'. Send these Fruit Loops over to the Middle East and see how their protest goes, dressing up as woke Power Rangers. Moving on, what's your response to Carly here? She rang in her 30s with a foursome and is now wondering why she became the last person in her friend circle to be single. It's a real Scooby-Doo mystery now, isn't it? Obviously, no one is going to buy the cow if you're giving the milk away for free. Maybe she can start her 40s off with a fivesome and see herself be a cat lady for the rest of her life. Women like her pretend that notch counts don't matter. That's why she's still single. Number 9, in Germany these days, you'll be sent to prison for both running over people with your vehicle and insulting other people. This is what happens when you have a two-tier justice system, and I wouldn't be surprised if they serve the same amount of time in prison. If you think this is insane, you haven't seen nothing yet. The German parliament decriminalized possession of child porn, and this is being celebrated as PDF rights activists call for the age of consent to be dropped to 12. Remember that consent is already down to the age of 14 over there. Optics is an article claiming that high fructose corn syrup is just as healthy as honey, but both are bad for you and cause inflammation. It's best to steer clear of both of them. People think just because honey comes from nature that it's good. It's not, because it's sugar. Remember that nothing that tastes good comes without consequences. Carbohydrates are cancer for your body. They cause diabetes, cavities, actual cancer, and so much more. The sneaky thing is that these days, most honey also has high fructose corn syrup in it. Number 11, someone says that they left some ice water out for a fox family in the desert heat. And of course, someone has to come along and make it all about race, saying that white people love everything in this world except for black people. How about the hundreds of billions of dollars in transfer payments from white taxpayers to the black ones? Don't those count? Also, that fox never stole my bike. It's obvious that Chris is full of hate and just wants attention. Moving on, is it true that Hooters is going out of business because girls wear this sort of thing to the grocery store? It's not because of that. First, the Hooters food is terrible, but obviously, you don't go there for the food. They went bankrupt because they started hiring elderly women and trans women, and people decided enough was enough and stopped going. Not to mention hiring whatever the hell this is. I only see women like this at my local grocery store. Number 13, NASA's baffled at how Musk manages to succeed without as many gay, non-binary Muslim dwarfs of color as they have. Looks like NASA ticks off all the diversity boxes. Obviously, this is a fake story. But the reason Elon is succeeding is because he treats every rocket launch like an experiment and expects to learn something from it. NASA always tries to do things perfect the first time. That's why it costs them so much to launch anything these days. Up next, this woman is pregnant, but her husband doesn't know that he's not the father. She wonders what to do next. So now they're discussing their crimes out in the open, I see. She will, of course, do the usual thing, which is to lie, and if she's found out, she's going to refuse to take accountability. That's standard thought operating procedure. The last thing she's going to do is tell the truth so that he can divorce her before she looks in the child support and alimony money. Number 15, Meet the Only Fool stars making $15 million a month in the Gen Z Playboy mansion. Lonely Fools has become professional sports for women, and they'll still manage to find a rich simp to marry them one day as well. Every girl from this generation has that same demonic possessed look in their eyes that says, I sold my soul and I don't care. Most OF models only make about $200 a month. It's a saturated marketplace. Moving on, this is how much American taxpayer money politicians have handed to foreign countries in the last 4 years. I can understand $8.5 billion for Israel, but what I don't understand is why Egypt gets $6.3 billion. They probably got money to build a wall to keep the Palestinians out, yet Americans couldn't build their own wall to keep the cartels and illegals out of the southern border. Maybe Egypt gets the money as a bribe not to attack Israel or something. Number 17, looks like sex in exchange for rent offers are increasingly common in Dublin. That's a lot of words to say prostitute. She looks so proud of herself getting pounded for a place to sleep. Is that the look women had in the 1950s and 60s when they got to stay at home and didn't have to work? All that's left for her to do at this point is cook and clean, and she's going to reinvent marriage. Right now, this is just marriage with extra steps. Up next is a great travel hack when road tripping alone. You just slide the seatbelt through the door handles at night to make sure no one can open them. There is also this new crazy invention that prevents others from opening your door. It's called a lock, and every car has one. The only way that might not work is if the person smashes the glass first. Imagine doing this and getting into an accident and your car is in flames. And you can't get out quickly enough because you did this and your driver door is jammed. Number 19, say what you want about the South, but no one retires and moves up north. When I was younger, the South was too hot and humid for me. Now that I have eczema that's flaring up in cold, dry air, the South will be perfect for me one day. And just my luck, Florida is now getting way too expensive. But I'll still pay. I hear that the average annual temperature where you live should always be higher than your age in Fahrenheit. I agree. I'd live in the Southwest, but it's way too dry and cold at night. Moving on, a man was rushed to the hospital after stuffing 15 hard-boiled eggs up a schwing-schwing. No wonder the price of eggs is so high. That's like $1,000 these days. Was he trying to smuggle them in as contraband while he was at the grocery store or something? I guess he shouldn't have put more than 14 of them up there. One of the last few times it was at the ER, a suicidal girl was brought in. She calmed down and was filling out some paperwork, only to then eat the pen right there in front of everyone. People do crazy things. Number 21, here's what women do when he's 6'3", violent, with no future and job. But of course he's gorgeous, so none of those other things matter. She's in his bad boy zone. A lot of people say it's because of his height. That's important, but that's just a prerequisite for her to look his way. Then it's looks. And you just know that this guy will end up putting her in his sleeper zone. He will only smash and dash, even though she probably thinks that she can fix him. Up next, the female spouse suspected of killing her partner, a California fire captain, was convicted of killing her first spouse as well. Only in California and other blue states can you be convicted of murder and then be released to do it all over again. Some people will say she didn't deserve to be ended by her spouse. But maybe this is karma for this female firefighter saying that if a man needs help being rescued, she won't do it, because he's the one that got himself in the wrong place. I just love poetic justice. Number 23, Jesus will be played by a black woman, Cynthia Erivo, in a musical. I bet this will be the Netflix Jesus special. The left thinks it's going to piss off people on the right. No, it won't. They'll just ignore it, and it'll flop. I bet the USAID money was used for this too, because what person in their right mind would pay to produce this without expecting to lose a ton of cash? This looks like the last gasp from a dying movement. Moving on, meanwhile in the UK, they claim that the so-called scientists say that we are all bisexual, like our primate relatives in the jungle. Primates also practice pedophilia and necrophilia. Should we follow in their footsteps as well? Here, look, I was able to find a picture of that scientist. Remember, everyone, that 99.5% of scientists agree with whoever funds them. Scientists sell their souls for that sweet, sweet leprechaun gold. Number 25 and the last one, which Snow White do you prefer? If Sweeney was in it with live-action dwarves, and they just recreated the original with the same script, it would have been a smash hit. The only thing I would change would be the title from Snow White to Snow Globes, on account of those jugglies. Is it me, or does Sweeney look like she has a touch of Down syndrome? But instead of this, we're probably going to get this in the upcoming Disney Director's Cut. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.